Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome back yet again. Another episode of This Open House show. I am David Guthrie.
And I'm here with my amazing, awesome, wonderful husband, David.
You know what? Oh my gosh, I forgot to do my normal intro. I have so much on my mind right here.
We're very excited for this show.
We are excited for this show, and we're excited to be able to be working in this economy, in this market.
2021's going to be great.
Oh my gosh, it is beautiful. I'm so glad people are getting back outside again.
It's beautiful before this rain, and it's supposed to snow on Tuesday, which makes me and my children very, very, very excited and happy.
Yeah, can you believe it? Snowing in Tucson. That's actually a thing that happens.
It is.
In a rare circumstance.
It snows and it's beautiful and then it melts and you don't have to shovel it.
That's true.
You don't have to shovel our sunshine.
That is true. So you know what? Put on your long johns, come down to Tucson, take a look at some properties. It's a great time to do it in the snow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. If you want to reach us for anything, any real estate question, comment, maybe you have a show idea.
We love show ideas.
We love show ideas, guys. You can reach us directly off air anytime, 520-462-2611. That's 520-462-2611. You can call, you can text. You can also email us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And if you'd like, you can go check out our website, www.thisopenhouseshow.com, full MLS searches. You can even check out what your home's worth on there.
It's true.
Easy.
It's an estimate of what your home's worth. It's not a guarantee.
True. We're going to go ahead and look at a lot of different sources, public data and everything else for the real nuance. Somebody needs to come out there and take a look at it, but it's a great starting point.
It is.
It's a great starting point.
And if you want to call in during the show, you can call us at 790-2040. Again, that's 790-2040, and we'd love to talk to you.
Area code 520.
So I think we have a market update.
We do. We do a quick market update every single week. This is January 23rd, 2021. Let's talk about the city of Tucson, okay? 766 active listings.
766, and last week there were 808.
Good memory. Yeah, 808. Keeps going down. It keeps getting smaller and smaller. The thing is that they're just selling so fast.
Right.
I mean, that is really what's happening. We have a 6 days average market from the time it hits to when it finally goes. And
which is insanely short.
Very short.
To give you an idea, we consider a balanced market to have 6 months of inventory. So the fact that we are, you know, at less than half a month of inventory, and that means if nothing new came on the market, everything would sell, is just, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is going as fast as it can come. And so, you know, the inventory is there to satisfy the demand. New home builders have increased their production 30%. Which still isn't enough, by the way. Still is not enough. And we're going to see those prices, even on new homes, continuing to go up. Simple fact, lumber, all different kinds
concrete.
Of things going on. Right now, we're probably going to see some shifts in the economy. Mr. Biden went ahead and did an executive order shutting down a Keystone pipeline, which, hey, great for the environment out there. There's a lot of different opinions on that. However, it's going to make a lot of things more expensive, especially when we have to import stuff. So we are going to see a continuation of these price increases.
Right.
That combined with inflation, right now, annual inflation rate is sticking at 1.4% for the last 12-month period.
And the Fed's target rate is 2%, which means that there will be 2%, your dollar will be worth 2% less because they're printing more money. Because the more money you print, the less the dollar becomes worth less.
Yes, yes. And we'll get to that Fed target rate here in a minute. So, you know, prices are going to continue to go up. Right now is a fantastic time to purchase your median sale price home of, where are we at? $240,000 for a three-bedroom. Interest rates still historically low. You're going to be able to lock that in to contrast that. All right, if you're going to go ahead and rent a three-bedroom house in Tucson, Arizona, your average rent, according to RMLS statistics, is coming in about $1,495 a month. With a 20% down payment, you're looking at about $1,079 a month mortgage on average. That's a savings of $416.
And it will be consistent for the next 30 years as long as you don't refinance or anything.
Yeah, as long as you don't refinance or stop paying, which, by the way, some good news on that. There's, you know, a big concern about what's going on with forbearances and everything else nationwide. Stats are showing we're getting some information out on these things. One third of borrowers who have clicked that button are continuing to make their payments. There's a lot of reasons for that, but that is really encouraging.
Great. And the other thing that you have to remember is that real estate is local. So yes, big trends can impact, but because real estate is local, what's happening in LA is not likely to be impacting Tucson directly. So
right.
We're not directly seeing foreclosures increase exponentially right now.
I think we're going to have a bigger impact on things like oil prices, gas prices, labor shortages.
Plastic is going to get more expensive, which means packaging is going to get more expensive, which means food's going to get more expensive.
Everything, everything. And when it relates to housing, that's all a big deal. So, you know, when your dollar stretches less, it's all the more reason to be able to make sure you can lock in something to where you really feel comfortable there. Rebecca was talking about 2% Fed target rate there. You know, the Fed has said they're going to continue to artificially keep interest rates low by, injecting into the bond markets there until it hits 2%. So we're at 1.4 right now. You know, we do think rates are going to rise. We've been saying this since last year. Rates,
they just can't stay at this point.
No, they cannot. The dollar can't handle it. There's a balancing act here, and they're walking on a really thin tightrope.
So rates, I mean, it depends on who you read and what you think and a whole bunch of your economic philosophy, but rates are either going to get significantly higher or to try to deal with all of the things and keep as much things copacetic as they can, we could be seeing negative interest rates. You're seeing that.
Yeah.
You've seen that in Europe. In the Netherlands, they have a negative interest rate for mortgages of 1.5%, which means that the banks are paying people for their mortgage.
Right, right. Yeah, my son earlier today, this morning, we're talking about money and financing and the state of the world. And he looked at me and said, "Daddy, why can't God let me have infinite money so I could give it to everybody?" And he has no idea how close to the Federal Reserve Board he is.
Right.
I mean, he really is. He might be on to something.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know. He's a smart boy.
He is a smart boy. And we're not biased at all. We don't think our children are the smartest, beautifulest, most wonderful children on the face of the planet. We're not biased. It's just objective truth. So, is there anything else that we wanted to talk about with the housing report before we move on?
Actually, I would like to talk to our audience really quickly. One of the biggest things that we're seeing right now with this inventory shortage, it feels like, is that we have a lot of sellers, people who actively do want to take advantage of the rates and the timing of this market. They've had some life changes and some other things, but they're legitimately scared to put their house on a market because what are they going to purchase? How is that going to work? We have a lot of different factors. We're going to talk about appraisals today.
Yep.
In a little bit more detail about what those things look like, etc. But there's a lot more than just appraisals. Once a seller gets in and is under contract, they do need to live somewhere. Not everybody has the ability to rent a temporary house.
Right.
Not everybody wants to do one of those pod things so they don't have to feel like they have to move twice. And I think that's a barrier for a lot of people. So, you know, what I would like to see, and really Rebecca and I are asking for your help. We don't care if you're working with another brokerage or another. We just want to know, are you somebody who's thinking about selling their home, and why are you holding back? And are some of these reasons of, you know, I don't know what I'm going to find. I don't know how I'm going to do it. We just want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
because that's going to help impact us. And we want to run a couple of shows on this. So we're asking for your help. Come in, email us info@thisopenhouseshow.com. I'd love to hear your reason why. And with that, I think it's time to hit a break.
I think you're right. So we will take a break. We're going to be talking about appraisals on the other side. We will catch you on the other side of the break.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for This Open House on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's This Open House on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma. It was very hard for me, but Ms. Araceli, she gave me direction.
At age 47, Marco finished his high school diploma.
50% of getting your high school diploma is walking through those doors. The other 50% is doing the work.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back yet again. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my beautiful, amazing, brilliant wife, Rebecca Guthrie. And you can reach us 520-462-2611. Call or text info@thisopenhouseshow.com for the email, or www.thisopenhouseshow.com for our fully functional website. We're going to talk about appraisals.
Yes, we are.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
My darling. You're a seller.
Mm-hmm.
You're a darn good looking seller, by the way, as well. But unfortunately, that does not impact the value of your home.
Okay.
There's a lot of factors. So tell me, as a seller, what are you hoping to accomplish with your purchase?
Sale. Okay. Well, with my sale, I want to sell it for the most money I can possibly get for it.
Right. Every seller does. And you know what we find in common with most sellers?
What?
They all have the best house in the neighborhood.
It's true.
It is the best ever built. It's got all the things.
All brides are beautiful. All babies are cute. Everybody has the best house.
And every seller has the best house. Buyers,
though legitimately our sellers do have the best houses.
They typically do.
Just like our children are the most wonderful.
But, however, our clients have some pretty wonderful children, too.
They do.
Yeah.
But not as good as ours.
And our friends from church have some great, great, wonderful children.
Anyways, we are off topic.
So, with that said, buyers, they're looking for something else. I mean, in this market, usually they're happy to have something that works, right?
Right. But the buyers want to know that they're getting a good deal.
Right.
For the house that they want.
Right. Don't you think that's great? Recently, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be able to negotiate underneath what some of these buyers were wanting to pay. They're ecstatic. They're thrilled coming into these things with a high elasticity. But buyers really do want the best price in any market. I don't care what you're buying. You're shopping for that. That's what you're looking for. And there is a road. I don't want to call it a block, but I want to call it a speed bump. Maybe you could call it a guardrail. If you're financing a home, you're going to have what's called an appraisal. And an appraisal is a third party supposed to be completely disinterested to go ahead and give a value. Here's the key words, guys: acceptable to the lender. This is not a value that is acceptable to your real estate agent. It's not a value acceptable to the seller. It's not a value acceptable to the buyer. It's acceptable to the buyer's lender.
Because they're the one who's putting their money on the line.
They're putting their money on the line. And if you think about it, Arizona is what's called a trustee state, okay? We have notices of trustee sale out here. We use the term foreclosure interchangeably, but we're really not a foreclosure state. We have already given up those rights to our lender. They hold a piece of the legal title, so to speak,
right,
and they're able to come in and exercise that and actually take the property back through a process called trustee sale. And it's very nuanced. We're not going to get into that here. But if they have to take the property back, and in most cases, not all, the borrower is not personally obligated to make up any shortfalls or anything like that.
Right.
There's a lot of different products like mortgage insurance and those kind of things that help offset lenders' risks there and keep mortgage rates low. But the lender, they're the ones who are taking a risk, because if it forecloses and they need to get that property back, they are going to have to sell it in whatever market it is. And they need to make sure that today the house is worth at least what you're paying for it, right, with your down payment. Now, let me tell you a couple of different scenarios here. Sometimes borrowers have such a high down payment that the appraisal is just kind of a formality. And in some cases, that gets waived completely. Lenders all have similar but different algorithms, and they're going to look at a borrower's credit worthiness, their assets, how much down. I mean, if you're putting, you know, over 50% down, there's a really good chance you're probably going to get an appraisal waiver on it.
Right.
They feel like, well, why? You're smart enough with your money. You're taking a brunt.
Right.
We're good. But in most cases, we still need an appraisal. And in a fast-moving market, this can be very difficult. So Rebecca and I keep saying 6 days, average days on market, 6 days. Guys, that's from the time it goes live on the MLS to when it gets under contract. What we're seeing is actually an increase in our contract time periods. It used to be kind of mid last year, we could get most of our loans closed within 30 days. There are still a few lenders who are doing that, and there are circumstances that allow that. But for the most part, on finance properties, lenders need 45 days. And it's not because the lender needs all of this extra time. It's because the appraisal takes forever.
Right. Because there are only so many appraisers and they're working their tails off.
Right. They're working their tails off, and we have a real issue of bringing in new appraisals because of the regulations and the education requirements. And
not appraisals, appraisers.
Appraisers. It's yes.
People who do the appraisals.
Yeah. People who appraise. We're having a difficult time replacing that. So it's taking a long time to get these appraisals done. Now, 3 weeks average, if it's an easy deal. I mean, what I mean by easy is, you know, we're a condo complex where there's 200 homes
and we've got all
plenty of cops. They're all identical. Places like Rita Ranch, Rancho Sarita, you know, these areas where there's just tons of homes in these developments and they're all similar. But, you know, if you've got a detached garage, guest house, some funky stuff, it could be a while before you get an appraiser to pick it up. And so,
because that's the other thing, is they can choose.
They can choose
which ones they want to take.
The appraisers don't have to take any appraisal that comes across their desk. And a lot of them are like, hey, I'm going to make, you know, $600, $650 on this appraisal. It'll take me an hour versus having to go through and spend hours trying to figure out, well, what is this guest house really worth? And let me find a comp with this solar, own solar on it. It gets really, really tough. So give the appraisers a break, but here's the question that we get most often with appraisals, all right? It's who picks the appraisal and why? You know, buyers don't want a appraisal that the seller picks.
Right.
They don't want to feel like, oh, we got a ringer in there, right? And the seller also doesn't want an appraiser that's going to come in and kill the deal. And in fact, even when we say buyers want the best price, there really is, in a fast-moving market, nobody wants these things to appraise super, super off the mark.
Right.
So we all do a really good job of trying to make sure our contracts are coming in at what we can justify if we need to. But going back to who is the one responsible for this, well, let's go ahead and take it back to our lovely federal government. Dodd-Frank Act came out and decided, you know what? Real estate agents really shouldn't be even talking to appraisers. We shouldn't be having anything to do with the ordering appraisers. Really, anybody who has an interest in a transaction that includes sellers, buyers, even a loan officer.
Yep.
The man or woman who is going through and taking all of your income docs and is giving you the pre-qualification and is really friendly, that person, they don't even want to talk to that person. Why? Because everybody who has an interest in a transaction, because they're going to get paid based on its closing, is biased.
Right.
We're not going to be able to get a good, unbiased opinion if we're out there swaying things. So they've gone ahead and created some separate industries, appraisal management groups, or appraisal management companies, AMCs as they're called for short. And these are just third-party companies that have sprouted up since these government regulations have occurred. And all they do is take orders from lenders, and then they kind of put a round robin out, or they throw it out to their list and see who picks it up. And there's no communication between any of us.
Right.
And you know, that's good, and that's also bad.
Right.
In some cases, you do have some information that could be really helpful to get to the appraiser. And I think good real estate agents are doing their best to be able to, without swaying opinion or saying anything, send things like, here's the renovation bill.
Right.
That the seller just paid that you don't have from public records.
Here's a really good example. So we had a listing that we listed for $400,000, and we ended up with three offers, two of which were over $450,000, because we had two buyers who said, this house is worth not just $400,000, it's worth $450,000 to me. Giving that to the appraiser and letting them know, hey, the market bears our price, and we know that because we've got three offers, two of which are at $450,000. This is proof that the market can bear this.
Right, which Rebecca's bringing up a great point. You're bringing up an excellent point, is that we are only as good as our data. Our data is always
historic.
Old.
It's always historic.
It's historic. I like that word better. Our data is historic. And the market today, buyers today, and sellers today, they're looking at 6 months from now, not 6 months ago. And so our appraisers are sitting here, and they're looking at all that. But in a fast-moving market, appraisers put a lot of weight on the contract, and they're going to put a lot of weight on other offers as well. And rightfully so, because things are moving so fast. You know, Tucson is not Phoenix. Thank God. Tucson is not Phoenix.
And we don't want
so
it to be.
So much better here. A lot cooler.
Go Wildcats.
Yeah, go Wildcats. But Phoenix is one of the hottest markets in the nation right now.
Right. Phoenix, Tampa, and Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and we're getting a lot of spillover from that, because there's a lot of people who are looking at Arizona, and they're looking at the Sun Belt, and then Tucson, wait a second. Mountains, gorgeousness. I can be up in the snow on Mount Lemmon in a half hour. Great, great, great place to be. And so with all of that said, you know, a lot of buyers, when they're making their offers, are like, this is a great deal. What else can I get for $300
right now?
That's this nice.
Right.
What else is there?
Right.
What else is there?
Right.
And the answer is, well,
not a lot.
Not with your criteria. So, you know, that's where we're at. The appraisal pricing, you know, $550, $650 still. And sometimes on a rush, guys, you're going to have to pay a little bit extra if you really, really, really want a fast appraisal. By the time you get rush fees out there, and God forbid if the appraisal has to return to deal with a problem, you could be paying return trips, rush costs, and the initial appraisal, you could be paying almost $1,000.
So I have a question in the last couple of minutes. What happens if it doesn't appraise?
Well, in this market, it's not an automatic change, and rightfully so. It's never been. The seller doesn't have to automatically reduce pricing. However, buyers are not obligated to proceed with the purchase. Our contract says that our boilerplate says the offer is contingent upon an acceptable appraisal to the lender. And so maybe with the down payment being extra, a low appraisal really isn't going to make a difference, and it's acceptable to the lender. That's another discussion. But if it appraises low, for the most part, that's another negotiating point. Most sellers in this market are not willing to go ahead and just take ridiculously low appraisals. They would rather put it back on the market. And here's why. Appraisals are an opinion, and we know what opinions are like. Everybody's got one or more.
I sometimes have opinions. Seven or eight
opinions. We're talking about opinions. So opinions are not a disclosure. It's not a material fact. It's not like, oh, we had mold in the house or a fire in the house that we need to disclose. It is an opinion. And opinions could vary from person to person. And we get another appraiser out there next week or next month, and we could get a whole different story. And meanwhile, the markets continue to increase. So sellers are very unlikely to reduce their price. All the more reason. When you're making offers, don't lose your head. Be ready.
Right.
Let your real estate agent guide you.
Right.
We do very, very, very thorough. I'm not just talking bringing up comps in a neighborhood and saying, well, some houses are selling for this range. No. Adjustments. Do adjustments. Comp it like an appraiser would comp it. Build your argument. Get ready. And you know what? You're probably not going to have many surprises. So
That is our show on appraisals.
Well, and once again, you know, we're asking you for help. We want our audience to step up. Email us, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Tell us, why are you reluctant to put your house on the market? Is it truly because you're not going to find something else? info@thisopenhouseshow.com. Let us know. We'd love to hear your concerns.
But thank you so much for tuning in with us this week. We really appreciate all of the time that you spend with us. I hope that you have fun because we have a ton of fun doing this. And we will see you next Saturday. Have a great week.